我们先有一点祷告。
Let's first have a bit of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因着你的怜悯，我们可以时刻来到你的面前。
Because of your mercy, we can constantly come into your presence.
我们特别在你话语的交通的上面。
你要
特别恩待我们。
And you are especially gracious to us in the fellowship of your word.
叫我们常常尝到圣灵赐人智慧启示的圣灵在我们的里边明显的做工。
So that we will always taste the working of the Holy Spirit working within us to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，尤其是我们在读诗篇的时候。
Lord, especially when we study the Psalms.
你要用格外的恩典扶持我们，托住我们，打开我们。
We pray that you will give us extra portion of grace to sustain us, to reveal unto us, and to open unto us.
叫我们从那些字句上面能看到，能听到你向我们所说的话。
So that from the letter of the word, we would be able to see and hear the words you speak to us.
叫我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上我们聚在一起的时候，
This evening as we gather together,
求主是这样恩待我们。
We pray, Lord, that you will deal graciously in this way.
因为你常给我们经历到，你一说话，我们的灵就活了。
Because you always allow for us to experience when you do speak, we are quickened.
但愿主给我们常保守那个灵里的苏醒在你的面前。
Lord, we pray that you will constantly keep our spirits alert in this way in your presence.
我们仰望你。
We look unto you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. 我们感激谢主，晚上我们开始要来看84篇。
Now we thank the Lord this evening. We'll look into Psalm 84.
我们在诗篇84篇一开始，你就看见那个写作的人又转到另外一个人的身上。
Immediately, we're able to see the psalmist is attributed to the sons of Korah to another person.
这个转回很有意思的。
This change back to a different author is very meaningful.
好像我们好像已经提过。
It seems as we mentioned before.
那可拉的后裔。
The sons of Korah.
那弟兄姊妹们都知道可拉是谁。
Brothers and sisters were familiar with who Korah is.
当然圣经里面有好几个可拉。
Of course, there are quite a few different mentions of Korah in the scripture.
但是你绝对有理由相信这里所提的可拉是在摩西领以色列人出埃及的时候在旷野所发生的那一件大事的首领。
But we absolutely believe this Korah is referring to the leader of the big event that took place when Moses led the people out of Egypt.
那一件事情造成可拉的差不多是整个的家族都在神的面前给神击杀了。
Yeah, because of this event in the wilderness, Korah and a majority of his family was slain by the Lord.
在他们在正抵挡摩西的时候，地就裂开了口，把他们吞下去。
It was when they opposed Moses that the earth opened up its mouth to swallow them.
我们看那里的话的时候，非常容易有一个错觉在那里。
Now, when we read of that event, we would have this misconception.
以为那个时候的所说的可拉的家族是整个家族在那里给埋掉了。
Now, we would believe that it was Korah and his entire family there that was buried in the earth.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神追讨人的愚昧是有一个非常明显的原则的。
When God chastens after the foolishness of man, he has a very clear principle.
如果人不是直接抵触了神的永远的旨意，神不会下那么重的手。
If man does not uprightly hinder, resist the will of God, he would not deal with us very severely.
如果神下手下得蛮重的，你就知道了。那个事情在神面前 与神的怒气是到了顶点了。
If the hand of God was to be extremely heavy, then we would realize that which hath offended God would have brought about his wrath to the utmost.
我特别在这里提到这一点，乃是要让弟兄姊妹们很清楚地能掌握那个事实。
The reason I bring up this point is in order for brothers and sisters to accurately grasp that fact.
如果我们不掌握住那个事实，我们读旧约圣经，尤其是读诗篇的时候，常常会发生一样就这样的错觉。
If we do not accurately grasp that particular point, then when we read the Old Testament, even many a times as we read the Psalms, we would have that misunderstanding.
神对付人，杀手是很重的。
And that when God deals with man, he deals with us with quite a heavy hand.
所以对神，对人来说，神是一个混世的魔王。
Now, therefore, we would perhaps think of God as a tyrant.
因为你不能背逆他。
Because we cannot rebel against him.
你背逆他的话，他就把你放到一个没处可走的路。
If we are against God, then he will give us no ground.
你晓得中国有一个所谓神学家叫做吴耀宗。
Now you may have heard of this so-called theologian in China who is by the name of Wu.
也就是这五六十年来在大陆上面鼓吹那个不就是鼓吹，而是出面来设立三智慧的那一个人。
Now this person Wu Yaozhong is the one in the recent 50 years, 60 years in China was one of the ones who established this three self movement.
他写了一本书，就是说神是混世的魔王。
And he did write this particular book describing God as a tyrant.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们读八十四篇的时候，就读到一个事实。
When we read this particular Psalm 84, we will read this fact.
可拉当时的悖逆所引来的那个惩治，并没有使他断了家族。
The rebellion of Korah, even in his rebellion, did not cause his entire family to come to an end.
他还有后裔存留下来。
He still had descendants.
我们不知道当时那个具体的光景是怎么样。
Now we may not know the exact details of that situation.
你读出埃及记的时候，你能发觉这个事情。
When we read the book of Exodus, we will discover that.
当他们在那里抵挡摩西的时候。
That was when they were there opposing Moses.
比拉这个家族跟犹大支派的另外一个家族，两个家族是联合起来跑到，在发生事情的时候是跑到可拉的帐幕那前面。
It was when the two families of the tribe of Judah went to the tent of Korah as they resisted Moses.
在那里鼓动。
And there they incited the people.
在那里要在以色列人中引起一个用现代化来讲一个大运动，就是要抵挡摩西。
It was there, using today's terms, is that they had a riot or a big movement. They're inciting the people to resist Moses.
抵挡摩西什么呢？
Now, why are they opposing Moses?
抵挡摩西要领以色列人出埃及。
They were opposing Moses that he led the people out of Egypt.
他们主张要我们把摩西打死，然后就把以色列人带回埃及去。
And there they were to provoke the people to slay Moses and to bring the people back to Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹，这个事情就很严重了。
Now brothers and sisters, that is a very severe matter.
因为表面是抵挡摩西。
And because on the surface it is opposing Moses.
实质是在那里拒绝神的永远的旨意。
But in fact, it is there that they're resisting the eternal will of God.
我看弟兄姊妹们是很清楚的可以了解。
Now, I think brothers and sisters, very clearly we would know.
人在神面前最大的那个不幸是什么？
What is the,
最大的罪是什么？
What is that greatest sin that man has before God?
我们平常很容易用宗教的观念来看人犯罪的问题。
Now, many a times we will look at the matter of sin in the sight under the perspective of religion.
但是如果我们细细地读圣经的话，我们会很清楚地看到。
But if we carefully read the scriptures, then we will clearly know.
人在神面前最严肃的罪，最严重的那一个罪，不是我们以为道德上的一些动作。
The greatest sin that we have is not what man would believe to be the greatest sin that is in the actions of our morals.
而是在新约来说叫做不信。
And so in the New Testament it says that is our unbelief.
在旧约来讲就是不听神的话。
Now, in the Old Testament it is when we disobey the word of God.
这个不听神的话不是听神说在那里说的一些小问题。
And when we say we disobey the word of God, it is not when he's giving us statutes and ordinances in those minor details.
而是直接去做一个事情来把神所要做的那一个永远的心意彻底的拒绝或是破坏。
But it is in fact when we take some action to undermine or to outright reject the eternal will of God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在诗篇里头有一小部分是可拉的后裔给写出来的。
In the Psalms, there is a portion of the Psalms that are written by the sons of Korah.
你说为什么他们不在那次死掉？
Now, perhaps we may ask, why is it that they were not destroyed during that event?
圣经没有明显的记载。
The scriptures did not record very clearly for us.
不过我个人有理由相信，因为他们那个时候还是小孩。
But I personally believe during that time there were young children.
那大人在那里做的那个事情，他是他们自己不想跟上去的，还是他们的母亲禁止他们跟着他们走呢？还是别的原因造成他们没有和他的大人们站立在那个帐幕的门口？
Now, I personally believe because they were young children, either they did not want to follow the adults or the mother have held them back or other reasons that they were not along with the adults in the rebellion outside of the tent.
虽然圣经上没有记载到他们当时是什么，没有乐在神的击打里。
Even though the scriptures did not record for us exactly why they were not under dealing of God.
但是我们总能看到一件事。
But nevertheless, we see this.
不是直接的对着神，惹动神的怒气。
If we are not directly, outrightly against God and to provoke his anger,
神会对付。
God will still deal with the issue.
但是神不会击杀。
But God will not strike us dead.
一切在神面前给击杀的那些，都是直接对着神永远的旨意来抵挡。
All those who were slain by God were those who outrightly resisted, rejected the eternal will of God.
弟兄姊妹要很清楚这一点。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to be very clear on this point.
因为这一点，你说最早的时候是什么？
Now, if you look at regarding this point, where would you say this was? Where was the first incidence of this such a point?
是神造人。
It was when God created man.
你不能不摸到神造人的目的。
Now, we must touch upon the purpose of God's creation of man.
而神造人的目的，你一看的背后有一个更大的那个事实在那里。就是神要对付 黑暗的权势。
That is when we look behind external matters, we know the creation of man, God had a purpose was to deal with the power of darkness.
现在神领着他的百姓往前去。
Now, in the similar case, when God leads his people forward,
这一个是成全神永远旨意里面的一个大焦点。
This is a great focal point as God leads his people forward.
人要在那里阻挡神去做成这样的一个功。
To accomplish his eternal will, now there's man standing in the way to hinder God from accomplishing his will.
这样的不幸的光景摆在神的面前。
And when this condition of unbelief is placed before God,
神就让他们在一个很严重的对付里停止了在地上的日子。
God have put them under a very severe discipline so that their days on earth have ended.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
虽然他们是一个悖逆的神的人的后代。
Even though they're the sons, the descendants of one who opposed God.
但是神对他们来看仍然是神所要怜悯要扶持要引导继续活进神那永远的旨意里的人。
Yet in God's sight, they were still those that are under His care to sustain and to keep and to lead them forward into the eternal will of God.
所以诗篇里面到了八十四篇，接连几篇都是可拉后裔写的诗篇。
So at the end of the Psalms in the 80, if Psalms and onward, there are a few Psalms ascribed to the sons of Korah.
接着他们在以后的日子所活的那个光景来表达了神如何怜悯人，神如何仍旧是寻求神的人的扶持和引导。
And we can see from their psalms, they are those who enjoy the mercy and grace of God, and God is still the one who is the sustainer and the keeper of those who seek after him.
并且连连这几篇有一个很大的重点。
And these several psalms, there is a very heavy focus here.
那个重点就是说，人如果在神面前，你要不住地活在神的祝福里头，你应该怎么样来活在神的面前。
Now the focus is that if you want to continue to live in the blessing of God, what condition are you to live in His presence?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
可拉党，可拉是利未人。
The sons of Korah. Korah was a Levite.
所以他的后裔当然也是利未人。
Therefore, his sons, of course, are also Levites.
所以他们在圣殿里面的服事，神并没有把他们停止或者说是拿掉。
Therefore, we can see their service in the temple was not ceased or removed by God.
那因此他在圣殿里头的服事是称颂神的。
Therefore, their service in the temple is to praise God.
他们跟亚撒那个和以前的我们所看过那两个灵长都是在大卫所组成的那个唱诗的人的里面的一个重要的领袖。
Therefore, we're able to see along with Asaph and the two chief musicians, as we have seen before, Korah was also one of the chief musicians as appointed by the singers of David.
因着他的背景，他们的背景。
Now, because of this background of Korah,
而在圣殿里头的服事，
their service in the temple then,
按人的想法来说是不调和的。
According to our own understanding, it does not seem to match.
你祖宗是悖逆神的，你又怎么着跑到圣殿里面来在服事神呢？
Now, your forefathers are those who rebelled against God. How could it be that you can serve in the temple?
感谢神。
But we thank God.
神就是借着这样的事情来发表他用什么心情来看 他名下的人。
This is the exact example how we can see the heart of God and how he deals with those who are under his name.
他们可以有愚昧无知。
Now perhaps they may be foolish and ignorant.
但是神在他们身上所显出的是完完全全越过他们所领会到的。
But exactly what they manifest is exactly what is surpassing beyond what they're able to understand.
我们读八十四篇是一就是读到可拉的诗歌的第一首。
When we read Psalm 84, we can read this first Psalm of the sons of Korah.
我们往下去还看见有几首。
When we read on, we can see several other Psalms of the sons of Korah.
从他这四篇这几篇的诗篇里你读出什么来
But when we read these several Psalms of the sons of Korah, what is it are we able to read and gain from these Psalms?
如果主的灵不开启给我们
If the Spirit of God does not reveal and open us,
我们肯定读不进去的
It would be difficult for us to read into these Psalms.
比如光是八十四篇你就留意到了
Because even Psalm 84 alone, we can take note.
你在圣殿里面侍奉神
You serve in the temple
你了解到在圣殿里面的服事是怎样的尊贵荣耀
You must realize how honorable, how glorious it is in order for you to serve in the temple
怎么你把圣殿里头的服事看成你诗篇里面所说的话
How could it be that you can view that service you have in the temple as described here in the Psalms?
我们待会看进撒文的时候我只给弟兄姊妹看
Later when we read into the text I will point this out for brothers and sisters
并且还说出一个很基本的事实
And how they would even touch upon a very basic matter.
神啊，你的居所非常的可爱。
And that is how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord.
都是那些正直人能在其中享用到你的丰富和怜悯的。
And it is those who are upright that can enjoy your mercy and your abundance there.
啊，我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
可拉的后裔在那里说到他们对神的居所的羡慕。
When the sons of Korah describe in how they yearn and long for the dwelling of God.
而不是好像一般人所说的喊口号那样子说哎呀我们要重视神的殿啊。
It is not as in general when all would proclaim just as a slogan how we emphasize or we long for the temple of God.
你看到他上面所说的，他里头的光景，跟神的殿那个连接的情况。
But when we see it is described, expressed here, how closely intimate they are connected with the temple of God.
你看他怎么开始。
You see how they begin this psalm.
第一节。万军之耶和华呀，你的居所何等可爱
How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts.
他怎么能知道神的圣所很可爱
Now how do they know that the tabernacles of God are lovely?
在圣殿里头的服事，他有机会亲身去经历到。
That is because of their service in the temple, they would have a personal experience of this.
也因为在圣殿里头服事，从前前后后的立位人的中间，总会听到神在历史上，他们从当时和前面的日子，他们要怎么让神带领走完该走的路。
That is in their own service and in their service along with other Levites, they would hear of the sharing of how the Lord have led them in the past and how God will lead them ahead to complete their service.
但是问题就在这里。
But that is the point, the issue.
在旧约的圣殿里。
In the tabernacle, in the temple of the Old Testament.
谁能在哪里停留?
Who would be able to remain in the temple?
没有人。
No one.
弟兄姊妹记得的
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
能进到圣所里头最后层至圣所
the only one who can go into the holy place and the most holy place.
只有大祭司一个人，一年只可以有一次。
It is only the high priest who can enter into the most holy place once a year.
这一次他是进到圣所，进到至圣所的最深最高之处。
And it was during that once a year the high priest is able to enter the most holy place, the highest and deepest place in the tabernacle.
但是他只能进去。
But he can only go in.
他不能停留在那里。
He cannot remain there.
他进去做好了他所要做的呢，他就要出来。
Even as he is able to enter once a year, after he performs what he is to do, he has to come out.
那这样，可拉的后裔怎么会知道神那里的居所很可爱？
If that is the case, then how would the sons of Korah able to say these words? How lovely are your dwelling place?
就我里面很羡慕能活在那个。
So that my soul longs and I cry out to live there.
那你特别说到他自己里面对圣所的那个爱慕，不是随随便便说出来的。
So we're able to see their longing for the tabernacle is not very casual at all.
你看他怎么说。
You see how they describe it here.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我羡慕可想耶和华的言语。我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼吁。
My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到，可拉的后裔们，他们说到，他们心里头已对神的那一个渴慕。
Now, brothers and sisters, you see the sons of Korah express to us their longing, their yearning for God.
是表达在哪里？
Where is it expressed?
是根源在哪里？
Where is the foundation of that?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
是不是很有意思？
This is very meaningful.
因为在这里他接连说到三点，
because,
这三点按照我们新约的人来看呢，好像是跟与神有连接，
that is
没有完全。
Here it seems to it is connecting with three points, and for us who are under the New Testament, it's connected even though it's not complete.
因为当你读上去的时候，你就看见。
Because when we read on, we will see.
它里面的光景一发表出来。
When the condition within is expressed here,
人与神交通的一切的条件都有。
The fellowship between God and man are all there that is expressed in this psalm.
但是就缺了一样。
But there is one thing that is lacking.
缺了的那一样是最重要的那一样。
And that which is lacking is actually the most important.
但是我们不能怪他们，
But we cannot
因为旧约的时候神给他们所领受的那个恩惠是到那里为止。
That is because the grace which God has bestowed upon those in the Old Testament is only up to that point.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道一个人的组成是灵魂体。
Now brothers and sisters, we know that makeup of man is spirit, soul and body.
那可拉的后裔在那里表达了他们里面的光景的时候，你看到灵可以整个的摆上，对不起，魂是可以整个的摆上。
Now we can see as the sons of Korah express their whole being, they can put forth entire soul.
魂的性质和魂的表达在那里那几句话都包括在里面。
The substance of the soul and the expression of the soul are all included in these verses here.
而他的肉身呢？
Even their flesh, their body.
也同样的靠近神的本身。
Likewise, also draws near to God himself.
你看他在那里怎么说。
And so here he said,
他是万军之耶和华。对不起，第二节。我羡慕可想耶和华的言语，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼吁。
My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
我切慕渴想耶和华的言语。你读英文圣经，你读到这个是魂的性质。
In the English translation of
对，是魂的性质。
Verse 2, we can see it is the expression of the soul who longs and fainteth.
心肠。
And then the heart.
心肠我们不太容易领会是什么。
It may not be easy for us to understand the heart or our bowels.
但是你细细去注意呢，你一定就领会过来。
But when we take note closely, we will surely understand.
心肠就是心思。
And so our heart is our mind.
但所有的心思
All of our
都被神的愿意来吸引住。
Are all captured by the courts of the Lord.
那因此引动他的肉身。
And so it leads to our flesh, our body,
要常常地靠近神,
that will always draw nearer to God.
所以就引出一个非常美的属灵的生活。
So it will lead forth to a very beautiful spiritual living.
他说我向耶和华呼吁。
And so he says, I cry out for the living God.
向永生神呼吁。
And I cried out unto the living God.
呼吁什么?
What is he crying out for?
上面就有说
so it tells us then,
那前面只是大体说到他的那个光景。
So here in the beginning, it only tells us in general the condition.
但是你从字句里你已经看见他跟神的那个交通是上到一个非常高的地步。
But throughout the lines, we're able to see the fellowship between this one and God is extremely high.
但可以说在旧约的这个时间里面人和神的关系没有任何可以超越过他们这里所说的。
We can put it this way, the relationship between man and God in the Old Testament would not be able to surpass, go beyond the condition that is described here.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么当可拉的后代们把他们心里头那个光景交通出来的时候。
So when the sons of Korah share the condition of their heart within,
我们还不知道。他想的是什么?
We still don't know what is it that they're thinking.
但是他这样说。
But he says,
他用一些具体的事情来印证他心里所说的。
He uses very practical matters to confirm that which is in his heart.
所以在歇了一下的时候他就说了。
So after a brief break, he says,
从第三节开始
Starting,
有一小段的话
with verse 3,
弟兄姊妹们不能不注意
brothers and sisters, we must pay careful attention to these words.
第三节开始说万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊
O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
这个是第一点
This is the first point.
就是他知道神在他们中间的地位和他们该在神的面前站立的那一个位置。
They recognize the position of God in their midst and the position which they ought to stand before God.
我到神面前来的时候
When I come into God's presence,
神是我的王
God is my king.
是我的神
He is my God.
特别是在旧约诗篇里头比较多用到万军之耶和华
Especially in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, this phrase is used, O Lord of hosts.
耶和华已经是蛮高的了。
Now, even the Lord God is quite high.
弟兄姊妹，你知道耶和华什么意思?
Now, do we know what Jehovah means?
简单的来说就是创造者。
And to simply put, the Lord God, Jehovah, is the creator.
他的大能把这个宇宙造出来。
He is the Almighty who created the universe.
那弟兄姊妹们,
Now, brothers and sisters,
如果我们承认神是这样的一位神,
if we acknowledge God to be such a God,
那已经是几乎到顶点了,
that is basically to the utmost.
但是可拉的后裔在这里所发表的,除了把那个事实的真相表达以外,也把他心思里头更深的那个渴慕交通出来。
But here the sons of Korah, besides placing forth the fact, the truth itself there, also expressed what is in the depth of their heart.
而我所寻求的神，他不单是一个创造者。
The God whom I seek after, not only is He the Lord God, the Creator,
他不仅是一个大能的人。
Not only is He the Almighty,
他同时也是我的王。
At the same time, He is also my King.
神创造的一切是过去的历史。
All of God's creation is in the past.
但是现在他不仅是说的过去的例子。
But now he is not only speaking of the past.
他也说到现在神和他的那一个准确的关系。
But at the same time he is speaking of the accurate relationship which he has with God.
那他这样的一个炫目怎么发表在他的心思里呢
？So how do they express then this desire, this yearning they have from their heart?
我们往下去看，你就看到了。
When we read on, then we will see.
但是我相信我们的弟兄姊妹们。
Now I believe, brothers and sisters,
你十分相信神的话。
That we truly believe the word of God.
但是有些时候
，But at times,
我们的相信的。不是神的话。
What we believe is not the word of God.
你说怎么会有这么矛盾的事
？Then perhaps you question, how can you say conflicting comment like that?
不是有这样矛盾的事情。
It is not that there is any conflict.
而是在神的旨意在地上执行的时候，神有他的阶段。
That is in the execution of God's will on earth, He has different stage.
神在那个阶段就发表到那一个情形。
So at a particular stage, his expression of fulfillment of his will is to that point.
神领着人往前走。
So as God leads man forward,
神所发表的呢，又高一层的在人的中间显明。
He will express even further higher of what his will is.
但是在我们心思单纯是单纯，但是却没有用功。
But in our thought process, perhaps it may be pure in a sense, but we have not been diligent.
单纯就是神，你的话怎么说，我就怎么跟随。
And the purity of our thought is, Lord, however your word says, we will follow on this way.
但是没有用功呢。
But when I say we lack diligence,
究竟神在那里说什么？
And that is speaking of, in fact, what is God saying in His word?
这个我们好像就没有。很多的留意的。
Perhaps in that point we do not pay enough attention.
那现在弟兄们你看看。
So here, brothers and sisters, we can see.
可拉的后裔用什么样的事情发表来传达他里头向着神的那个渴慕。
The sons of Korah, how do they express that longing, that yearning that is in the depth of their heart?
第三节那里开始是这样说。
So in verse 3 it begins.
万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找到房屋。
O Lord of hosts, my king and my God, yea, the sparrow have found a house, even thine altars.
燕子为自己找到不错哦，出子窝。
And the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young.
如此住在你殿中的，便为有福。
Blessed are they that dwell in thy house in this way.
弟兄姊妹，你发觉这一节的经文啊，里头的那个矛盾没有
？Brothers and sisters, do you discover there's some conflict here in this verse?
而且是矛盾的非常。的不得了。
And in fact, you might question, this is very much a great conflict here.
如果我们细细的把这里面的字句再深分析一下的时候。
Now, if we were to analyze the words here in
more detail, 你会发觉那个矛盾更厉害。
We'll discover the conflicting comment here is very great.
那我把它原来的意思再念念。
So, let me read out the original text and the meaning of it again.
万军之耶和华我的神我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着不出之窝这样的一个 交通，通不通？
Now, if we were to read again verse 3, yea, the sparrow have found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Does these words make sense?
很有意思的。
It is very meaningful.
头一件。
The first thing,
他说,
he says,
麻雀,
the sparrow,
是几个麻雀?
How many sparrows?
没有说几个。
It didn't say how many.
但是却指定有。一些或者是一个。
There's a number of sparrows or one sparrow.
因为 你听他读英文的时候你就看到了。他是指着那一个花雀和麻雀或是说那一群麻雀。
Now, it's pointing either at the sparrow, that one sparrow, or the group of sparrows.
那群麻雀做什么?
So what are the sparrows doing?
他们在圣殿里头找着他们的居所。
And it is in his, in his house, they found a house.
然后说到底下的燕子。
And then it goes on to speak of the swallow.
他说燕子为自己找到捕捉的窝。
And the sparrow, the swallow has a place to build her nest.
有几个燕子。
How many swallow?
还是一样。
Likewise.
这是
Is this group of swallow,
或者就只见一只
or maybe this one particular swallow,
一定不止一只，因为不没有一公一母才会有捕捉的事情发生。
Of course, there would be more than one swallow since they are building the nest for their young.
一公一母的一对一双麻雀才找到他们的房屋。
And so a pair of swallows they would find in their house.
但是问题不是在这里。
But that's not the issue.
问题在哪里?
Where's the issue then?
他们在哪里找到房屋?
Where is it?
他们在哪里找到捕捉之窝?
Where is it that they have found a house and where is it that they will lay their nest?
弟兄姊妹们,你自己读下去你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, you read and you find out, you discover.
在祭坛那里。
It is at thine altars.
找到他们的房屋。
It is at thy altars that they found a house.
在祭坛那里
It is at the altar,
找到他们捕捉的窝
that they can make their nest and lay their young.
弟兄姊妹们，头一个问题你要问的
Brothers and sisters, the first question you should ask,
有可能吗?
Is this possible?
先不说这个可能
Now, not even go into the possibility.
先说为什么他只是提着这两个小雀鸟
So the first question is first, perhaps, why these two types of birds?
如果说到是麻雀
If we speak of the sparrow,
那是说到他们比较长久一点的住在那里
And the sparrow that they would live there for a quite prolonged period of time.
因为他们并不是随便跑来跑去
Because they are not one that will fly about constantly.
但是燕子呢
But about the swallow,
我们都知道
We know.
天气暖的时候就到南方来。
When they will go where the weather is warm.
天气一对不起，我是说错了。天气冷的时候，他们往南方来。
So when the weather is cold, they will go south.
天气暖的时候，他们就往北方去。
When it is warm, then they will fly north.
所以你从他们的生活状态，你会留意到他们。并不是一个长居在某一个地点的雀鸟。
Just from their typical, the way which they live, we know the swallow would not live for a long period of time at a certain place.
但是很有意思。
But it's very meaningful.
所以说这些这些这些。
And so God says these birds, these type of birds.
这是什么?
What are these?
这是麻雀。
And these sparrows.
这是燕子。
These swallows.
那第二部分你留意的。
So you take note then, brothers and sisters.
一部分的雀鸟，它是比较肯定的居住在那个地方。
There is a type of bird here, the sparrow, that will, in general, live in a certain place for a prolonged period of time.
其中另外一部分的雀鸟，它们的居所有气候。 的那个影响在那里。
And the other type of bird are influenced and how they live by the weather.
一年里边不是固定的就留在那里不走。
That throughout the year they would not remain in the same place and not leave.
但是有意思的是。
But what is meaningful is,
不管他们怎么每年这样的来回一次。
Regardless of how they may migrate throughout the year.
他们出去就是出去了。
When they go and they leave.
回到这边来的时候就找到圣殿里头那个角落说哦去年我是住在这里今天我还是在这里。
When they leave and when they come back, they will still find the corner where their nest was and I lived here last year and now I still live at the same place.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你留意这个事实合宜不合宜
So if you take note of these points, are they appropriate or not?
有没有这样的可能性
Is there such a possibility?
没有。
No.
你说没有你怎么这样说
If it's not possible, why are you describing it in this way?
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
他这样说
When it is described in this way,
他说好像这个燕子好像这个麻雀他们找到他们可安息的地方
So the description here is, yea, it is like the sparrow and the swallow that is able to find a place of rest.
但是问题出在哪里
But where's the issue then?
不是出在他们这样的一个习惯。
So the issue is not in their habit and how they may fly around.
而是出在他们所做的有没有条件让他们去做出来。
But the issue is in this way how they live, is it possible they can live in this way?
弟兄姊妹你记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
他们不是只是在圣殿里头去做安息之处。
They are not only finding a place of rest in the tabernacle.
他们还指定，他们是在圣坛那里找到地方在那里安息。
But it is here said that they found a place of rest in the altars.
我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
这是什么一回事？
What is this about?
祭坛是容他们去的吗
Is the altar a place that they're allowed to go to?
他们可以随随便便跑去祭坛的吗
Are they able to casually just go to the altar?
他就是跑到祭坛那里的时候他们可以停留在那里做他们安居之处的吗
Even if they flew to the altar, can they rest, find a place of rest of a home, a house in the altar?
完全没有那个条件
Completely not possible.
如果你说到祭坛
If you speak of the altar,
在从前旧约里边那个祭坛
The altar in the Old Testament
只是接纳牛羊鸽子、
They only accept the sacrifice of the ox, the sheep and the dove
不是牛羊鸽子根本祭坛那里是他们不该到的地方。
If you are not the ox, the sheep, or the dove, you have no place at the altar.
祭坛接受牛羊鸽子。
And the altar only accepts the ox, the sheep, and the dove.
是接受他们作为祭物焚烧在那里让神去享用那个祭物的馨香而因着祭物而带出救赎的恩典在人的中间。
Even if those were accepted, they were to be wholly burnt and consumed in order for the aroma to be acceptable unto God, so God will manifest the grace of His redemption.
所以在祭坛那里没有活的动物的。
Therefore, in the altar, there is no living animal.
不但是没有活的动物对不起不就是你摆在祭坛那里都不是活的动物。
There is no living animal that is placed on the altar.
你带到祭坛那里的就是焚烧。
For when you bring it to the altar, it is to be burnt.
如果他这里是点着燔祭来说的话那个焚烧是烧到成灰。
Now, if you're speaking of the burnt offering, then not only is the sacrifice to be burnt, consumed wholly, but it is to be ashes.
这是当时圣殿里面的那个实际的光景。
And that is the actual situation of the temple in that time.
可拉的后裔，你们怎么开这个大的玩笑？
And so, sons of Korah, how can you have such a big joke here?
那麻雀怎么可以跑到祭坛呢？
How could it be that the sparrow can fly to the altar?
燕子怎么可以跑到祭坛那里？
How can the swallow find a place in the altar?
这是根本不可能的事。
This is just impossible.
但是他把它摆就说得那么清楚，也摆在圣经里。
But it's so clearly written, and it is placed in the scriptures.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第一
，First，
神用着可拉的后裔，是说出有一部分的人，不是全体，所以那里都是这一群，这一窝，他们是。很特别的人。
Therefore, the first point is there is a special, unique group of people, such as the sons of Korah. So when it's describing the sparrow or the swallow, it is a group or this type here.
就是撒文所说的。
And it is written in the text later describing this group.
如此住在你殿中的，便为有福。
It is.Blessed are they, in this way, are they that dwell in thy house.
对啊，有姊妹注意了。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
如此住在你殿中的。
It is in this way that they dwell in your house.
这就不是说到一般的活物了。
So it is not, in general, a living being.
是说到人了。
It is speaking of a group of people.
啊，如果有人是这样的活在殿里。
It is, there is a group of people that live in the temple as described in this way in verse 3.
他们是很有福了。
And they are blessed.
为什么有福呢？
Why are they blessed in this condition?
因为他们常常可以亲近主。
Because they are those who often can draw near to God.
他们常常可以与主有交通。
They are those who often can have fellowship with the Lord.
更重要的那件事情。
And what is even more important?
就是上面所提到他所说的我的心肠我的肉身完全的归上神。
It is as is described above, it is my heart, my mind, my flesh, my body, belong to, cry out, belong to the living God.
刚才我提到那个麻雀跟燕子的事情是不可能发生。
Now the, situation as described about the sparrow and swallow is impossible to take place.
同样的，这样的人也不可能发生。
Likewise, similar for people in this situation, in this condition, cannot take place.
但是怎么诗篇里边神的心意透过可拉的后裔发表出来的时候就变成了另外的一个样子呢。
Yet how is it when the heart of God as expressed by the sons of Korah completely turned this around?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们觉得宝贝是宝贝在这里。
And this is why we find it so precious.
因为在这里，可拉的后裔所说的这一切。
That is because what is described here by all that is described by the sons of Korah here.
不是在旧约的时候那一个圣殿存在所发生的事。
It is not in the, when the altar, the tabernacle was in the Old Testament that this would take place.
因为在旧约你看任何一点都不能执行的。
Because in the Old Testament, when we look at each and any particular point here, this cannot be possible.
你说不能执行的写出来干什么？
You say, if this is not possible, why is it written here?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是可拉的后裔所写的84篇给摆在圣经里头，他们所写的是诗歌里头的第一首。
This is the Psalm 84, the first psalm of the sons of Korah that is written and that is placed here in the Bible.
那这第一首他们说到的是什么？
So what is this first psalm that they have written describing?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们还记得以西结书上头所说的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we still recall the words in the book of Ezekiel,
你就一定会记得。
Then you will remember.
以西结书里面所说到的圣殿的实在的光景和旧约时候所说到的那个圣殿的光景是两回事。
The temple that is described in the book of Ezekiel and the condition of it is completely different, opposite of what is described as the temple in the Old Testament.
当神把圣殿说清楚一点，神把国度时候的圣殿启示给以西结，让以西结看到在国度的时候人到圣殿跟旧约人到圣殿那个实际的光景是两个样式。
The temple which God revealed unto Ezekiel to show him, that is the temple in the, during the time of the kingdom, and the temple on earth in the Old Testament is completely two different matters in also how man will come and approach God in the temple.
一个最大的差别在哪里呢?
And the greatest difference is,
旧约你是完全活在启示里。
In the Old Testament, we're living completely by revelation. 你借
着在圣殿里头的一些动作，来知道你和神的那个关系是怎么开始，怎么连接，怎么给带到结局。
In the Old Testament, we see through the actions our relationship with God, how it begins, how we are connected, and how it is brought to a completion.
当然，到以西结是被掳时期的先知。
Now Ezekiel was a prophet during the time, the period of captivity.
他比可拉写这首诗歌晚多了。
When Ezekiel wrote the book of Ezekiel, it was much later time period than when sons of Korah wrote this song.
但是国度里头的那个圣殿的实际的光景，神可以说是首先点出来的可拉的诗歌。
So knowing the time period, then we can say just the revelation of the situation of the temple in the kingdom is first pointed out for us here in the Psalms of the Sons of Korah.
当你看到这个事实的时候，
So when we see this particular fact,
你就了解到了，哦，上文说到渴慕神房屋的是有多大的祝福。
Therefore, we can realize how blessed it is when we long for the tabernacle, the dwelling places of the Lord God.
另外这个祝福有多大?
You see how great that blessing is.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
祝福有多大?
How great would you describe that, such a blessing?
大到一个地步。
It is so great.
不是叫,只是叫人看见救赎的果效。
It is not only in order for man to see the fruit of salvation.
而是说万有都活进这一个救赎的里面。
But in fact, it is great to a point that all creation will also live in the midst of this redemption.
那个时候的祭坛不是焚烧祭物的。
So the altar on that day is not one to accept sacrifice.
那个时候的祭坛好像一个纪念品摆在那里，叫人更深的去认识基督钉十字架的那一个经历。
But the altar is placed there as a memorial in a sense for us to remember how Christ gave himself as the sacrifice on the cross.
里面也很有些话很有意思。
So there are some words very meaningful.
什么意思呢?
What is the meaning?
他就上面就说他自己。
So first he describes himself.
上面他就把他自己的那一个心思里头的领会扩大到一部分的人。
First he describes himself and then he expresses what is in his heart to include a greater group of people.
这一部分的人在国度显出来的时候他们是非常的蒙福的。
And this group of people, this type of people, when they're revealed in the kingdom, they are those who are blessed.
那你说这个是什么人?
And so what is this group of people?
当然我们都知道
Of course we all know
神的救赎是把所有的人肯信主的人 全都拯救过来。
The redemption of the Lord is for all those who are willing to believe and able to save all who believe.
但是在国度的时候呢
？But in the kingdom,
不是每一个蒙救赎的人都承受神在救赎里所安排的那个最高的奖赏。
Not all who dwell in the kingdom in that period would be able to receive that highest reward which God has in store